This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking, and as always, good to be with you today to bring something from the Holy Scriptures. Today I've got two short readings, one in Luke's Gospel and one in John. First of all, Luke chapter 1, verse 23. This is a quotation from the Old Testament, from Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. It says, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated "God with us." And then also in John's Gospel, the Gospel by John, and chapter 14, verse 3, Jesus is speaking with his disciples, and he says to them, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And verse 6 says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Today I want to think about this lovely title of Christ, the title of Emmanuel. It's got a meaning, and it means God with us. And we see from Matthew 1 verse 23 that this was indeed a quotation from the Old Testament, Isaiah 7 verse 14. And Isaiah's prophecy was written approximately 700 years before the birth of Christ. But here at the time of the birth of Christ, the prophecy waiting for 700 years has finally been fulfilled. It's fulfilled in this person who is called Jesus. In verse 21, there's a message from God to Joseph which says concerning Mary that she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And so Jesus and Emmanuel is the same person. Emmanuel, God with us. Now, as we look back into the Old Testament scriptures, we find that there were those times when God came to dwell with his people in a spiritual sense. We read of God and Adam having a fellowship until that fellowship was broken by Adam's sin. Then later on we read of God coming in a spiritual sense and his presence filled the tabernacle. Later on again we read of God coming into the temple and his presence, his glory, filled the temple. But sadly, with Adam and with the tabernacle and then with the temple, God's presence left these places, and it was all because of the sin of God's people. But now we're in the New Testament, and God comes to dwell among mankind in a different way. God comes physically in the person of his own Son, Emmanuel, God with us. Man had become separated from God because of sin, and sin came in very early in humanity. Sin came in with the first man, Adam, and we're all descendants of Adam and Eve. And we read in the New Testament how that sin and death has been spread to all humanity because all have sinned. But God has come to us, and he came to reconcile us to himself. Whenever we sinned against God, we went away from God and we became enemies of God. But in the person of his Son, he came that there might be reconciliation. And as Paul writes to Timothy, 1 Timothy 3 and 16, he says that God was manifested in flesh. And so God became flesh. John 1 and 14 says that the Word, and that's a title of Christ, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He became flesh that he might be able to take part in our nature. And he took part in our nature in so many ways, but of course not in sin, for the Bible tells us that he was apart from sin. But he took upon himself true human nature so that he might be able to die for us. And he went there to the cross of Calvary, and he died for us. And what does it mean that he died for us there? Well, it means that he took the judgment of sin upon himself. He took the punishment for sin upon himself. He took the price for sin upon himself. He who himself had no sins, He didn't deserve to get that punishment, but out of love God sent him, and out of love he came that he might do that. And there at the cross, he took it all upon himself. He died for sins. He was buried, but he rose again, and then he went up to his Father's house, as we read in John chapter 14, as he says to his disciples, to prepare a place for you. And we know who the you is in John chapter 14. It's those who believe in him. So he says, God has come to be with us in the person of Emmanuel, so that at last man can go to be with God. What a wonderful announcement was made at that time whenever he was born. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And so he's a Savior, he's Christ, he's the Lord, he's Jesus, he's Emmanuel. And we read of all of these things at the birth of Christ. And so God came to be with us for the ultimate reason that we might go to be with God. If God had not come to be with us, then there would be no way that we could go to be with God, because our sins separate us from God. And if they're not dealt with, they will separate us from God eternally. But thank God that God loves us. And thank God that he sent his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In John 14, Christ tells his disciples that he's going away to prepare a place for them. And if he goes away, he will come again, he says, to receive them to be with himself, so that they may be where he is. That is in the Father's house, that is in heaven. But in verse 5, there's a question from Thomas he doesn't understand. And he asked the Lord this question, how can we know the way? What a question that is. A question that is also so relevant today, because there are many people and they don't know the way. They don't know the way to God. They don't know the way to the Father's house. They don't know the way to heaven. And so if you're among the people who don't know the way today, how clear is the answer in the following verse, John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yes, he has come to us so that we can come to him. God has come to man that man can come to God. But there's only one way in which man can come to God. There was only one way in which God physically came to man, and that was in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. And there's only one way that we can come to God spiritually and physically eventually, and that's through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And how lovely to think of his lovely invitation there in Matthew's Gospel 11 and verse 28 when he says, come to me. He says, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so there needs to be no confusion today as to the way to God, for the Son of God makes it so clear in John 14, verse 6. And if there's any doubt today, if there's any confusion, we need not doubt, we need not be confused if we read John 14, verse 6, these wonderful words of the Savior, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Paul, writing to Timothy, says that there is one God and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom price for all. So turn from sin today, turn from self today, come to God today through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will enter into eternal blessings. I end by quoting John 14, verse 6, the words of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Thank you for listening. You're welcome to contact me on my email address. That is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.